John chapter 2, Gospels according to Love, March 30th, 2005. On the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. The mother of Jesus was there. Also Jesus and his disciples attended the marriage. When they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what is this you ask of me? My hour is not yet come." Therefore his mother said to the servants, "Whatsoever Jesus says to you, you do it." Sitting nearby were six water pots made of stone, used by the Jews for purification, each with a capacity of 2 or 3 firkins. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." They filled them to the brim. Jesus said to them, "Draw it now and give it to the governor of the feast." So they did. The governor of the feast tasted the water that Jesus changed to wine and knew not what it was, but the servants that drew the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom and said to him, "Every man at the beginning does set forth the good wine, and when men have well drank, they serve that which is worse. You, my son, have kept the good wine until now." This was the beginning of miracles for Jesus of Galilee, and it manifested forth his glory. His disciples believed in him. After Jesus changed the water into wine, he traveled into Capernaum with his mother, his brothers, and his disciples. There they stayed a few days. With the Jewish Passover at hand, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. There Jesus found in the temple those that sold oxen, sheep, and doves. Also he found there changers of money. When Jesus had made a scourge from small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, the sheep and the oxen. He drove out. He overthrew the tables and poured out the changers' money. Jesus said to them that sold the doves, "Take these things away now. Do not make Love's house a house of merchandise." Jesus' disciples remembered that it is written, "The zeal of Love's house will eat me up." The Jews answered and said to Jesus, "Since you have turned over our tables, what is it that you want to say?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Then the Jews said to Jesus, 46 years were this temple in building, and you believe you can rear it up in 3 days?" They perceived not Jesus spoke of the temple of his body. This happened so when Jesus rose from the dead, his disciples would remember what he had said to the Jews. Therefore, believing the scripture and the words that Jesus had spoken. Now, when Jesus was in Jerusalem on the feast day of the Passover, many saw the miracles that he did and believed in his name. Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all and needed not that any testify. He knew what was in the heart of every human being. Chapter 2, Gospels according to Love, Chapter 2, John, March 30th, 2005.